This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
We begin this half hour with the death of Chicago Bears team owner Virginia Hellis McCaskey, who died today at the age of 102. WBBM's Rick Gregg takes a look back at the life of the Bears matriarch, who fans lovingly called Mama Bear.
George Hellis's daughter, Virginia, ran the team for more than 41 years, though she delegated most of the operations to her children. A devout Catholic, Mrs. McCaskey cherished the team and her father's legacy, attending nearly every game, home and away, and using the franchise's power to raise millions for charity. She was truly a matriarch. 11 children, 9 of whom survive, along with 65 grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and even great-great grandchildren. A statement from the family says, quote, "While we are sad, we are comforted knowing Virginia Hellis McCaskey lived a long, full, faith-filled life." Information on the cause of death and funeral services has not been released. Rick Gregg, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The Trump administration is suing the city of Chicago, Cook County, and the state of Illinois over sanctuary laws.
The lawsuit argues the city and state sanctuary laws interfere with Immigration and Customs Enforcement's ability to arrest and deport illegal migrants. The lawsuit specifically cites the Illinois Trust Act, which generally prohibits local law enforcement in Illinois from participating in immigration enforcement, and Chicago's Welcoming City Ordinance. Trump Border Czar Tom Homan has frequently criticized Chicago and Illinois officials and has promised to go after illegal immigrants in the city. Homan spoke outside the White House about security the border.
I think the rest are right around over 11,000 so far since day one on the interior, 11,000. But the most important thing, if you look at the border numbers, I mean, yesterday at 24 hours, there was less than 500 border arrests. It wasn't too long ago we had 11,000 arrests a day under the Biden administration. We got less than 500.
Governor Pritzker's office released a statement which says in part, quote, "Unlike Donald Trump, Illinois follows the law," and says the Trust Act complies with federal law, and the governor says the Trump administration is making it more difficult to protect the public. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BBM has contacted Mayor Brandon Johnson's office for comment. Senate Republicans are once again demanding answers about how much taxpayer money is being spent on programs for non-citizens. State Senator Dave Severson says the governor should be doing more to help working families in Illinois.
Lawmakers, more importantly, taxpayers, are being kept in the dark about how much is really being spent on non-citizen programs.
Severson says pouring over $1 billion a year into programs for non-citizens is reckless and unsustainable. A worker at a special ed school in Gages Lake accused of having an inappropriate relationship with a student.
38-year-old Sandra Pardo of Grays Lake is charged with aggravated battery, solicitation to meet a child, and child endangerment. Lake County State's Attorney's Office is hoping to keep her behind bars ahead of trial. Sheriff's investigators say they were notified earlier this week of a video showing a student at Sid Lash Academy who is under the age of 16 driving on a public roadway. In that video, a voice that someone recognized as Pardo, who works as a paraprofessional at the school. Authorities then confirmed Pardo and the student were involved in a relationship, one that allegedly involved kissing and massages, some of which occurred at the school. Pardo could be hit with additional charges as well. Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The St. Clair man has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for his role in distributing child pornography. 19-year-old Elijah Ames pled guilty in November to 2 felony counts of a decimation of child sex abuse materials. The case is part of Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul's ongoing push to apprehend offenders who trade child porn online. A Wisconsin couple suing after their son died following a dramatic price increase in his asthma medication.
22-year-old Cole Schmidtnacht died from an asthma attack after being unable to afford his prescription when the cost jumped from $66 to $539 at a Walgreens in Appleton, Wisconsin. That, according to a lawsuit that claims OptumRx violated state law by raising prices without 30 days notice or medical justification. It also alleges Walgreens failed to offer alternatives or seek exceptions. OptumRx says Cole purchased a generic inhaler for $5 days before his fatal asthma attack, but attorneys say this was his rescue inhaler, not his daily medication. Sarah Herrera, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
An Illinois lawmaker thinks any public financing professionals for professional sports stadiums should be tied to how well the teams perform.
Representative Bob Morgan of Deerfield has proposed legislation that would disqualify any professional team in Illinois from public financing to help build or renovate a stadium if that team loses more games than it wins for 3 of the previous 5 seasons. Morgan says public funding for sports stadiums is a waste if team owners aren't willing to spend enough money to be competitive. Morgan's legislation comes as both the Bears and White Sox have proposed building new stadiums which would include substantial public financing. The bill is called the Balanced Earnings and Record Standards and Stadium Oversight Expectations Act, or the Bears Act for short. Jim Gottes, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Mayor Brandon Johnson has rescinded a COVID-19 vaccine mandate for city workers, while lawsuits over it continue to work their way through the courts.
The Fraternal Order of Police has been fighting the requirements since the Lightfoot administration imposed it in 2021. Lodge 7 President John Catanzara says the city pulled back the testing requirement 2 years ago for officers who refused to get vaccinated.
I mean, it's been an irrelevant policy for well over 2 years at this point, so why it took so long to rescind is beyond me.
He says the city's HR department notified him Monday of the move. Now he says the city should expunge the records of those disciplined and reinstate lost pay and benefits plus interest, as the State Labor Relations Board ruled. The city has appealed that ruling. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Time for sports now, and welcome back. 670 The Score is Mark Grody.
Good to be back, Lisa. National Football League Commissioner Roger Goodell, like many around the NFL today, are mourning the death of Bears principal owner Virginia McCaskey. In a statement today, Goodell says, quote, Virginia Halas McCaskey, the matriarch of the Chicago Bears and daughter of George Halas, the founder of the NFL, leaves a legacy of class, dignity, and humanity. Close quote. Meantime, former Bears player and WBBM Bears broadcaster Jim Schwantz recalls a story from 1999 when he was cut by the Bears. She was the first phone call, actually, on my way leaving Platteville. And I remember her saying, you know, this is one of the reasons my dad said not to get involved in the day-to-day, because at sometimes you do have to cut people that you really do like and you really do not want to have to release. And that meant a huge deal to me. 1923 to 2025, Virginia Halas McCaskey was 102 years old. The Bulls' recent trade of Zach LaVine to Sacramento turns out to be the only big deal the Bulls made ahead of today's NBA trade deadline, which is at 2 p.m., a little over an hour ago. Bulls president of basketball operations, Arturis Karnišovas, addressing the media as we speak, as a matter of fact, and we'll have that throughout the afternoon. The Bulls host Golden State Saturday after a 127-108 loss at Minnesota last night. Hockey, the Blackhawks host Nashville tomorrow as they were edged by Edmonton in OT last night. College basketball, Chicago State hosting Mercy Hurst tonight. With sports at 16 and 46, I'm 670 The Score's Mark Grody on News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A Chicagoland woman leading a cause to fight homelessness through an art show on the near north side.
We wanted to take something that we were good at and use it to help people.
That's the core of Sarah Wells' Facebook group called Art for the Homeless.
We sell our art, and we do it either on Facebook or at events. And then every artist makes a donation for mainly the shelter I have picked, which is Lincoln Park Community Services in Chicago. They make a donation to support effective solutions.
On Sunday, the group is hosting an art show with Lincoln Park Community Services, which will receive 25% of the profits made from art sales. Wells says, along with raising funds, she hopes the show inspires others to get involved.
We would like to raise the awareness, and maybe some artists show up and they want to join the group, or someone else wants to help in another way. You know, we can expand the group. I'd like to make this a very stable thing, set an excellent example, and then be able to expand on this.
Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
17-year-old Chicago boy charged in two separate armed robberies on the city's west side. It happened back in December. The boy was arrested yesterday. He says, police say the teen was identified as one of the suspects who robbed a 23-year-old woman in the West Garfield Park neighborhood. Prosecutors say he also participated in other armed robberies of a 19-year-old man in the Austin neighborhood. Meantime, Cook County officials are responding to the DOJ's lawsuit. WBBM's Mike Krauser has that part of the story.
County Board President Tony Preckwinkle was joined by commissioners, among others, denouncing what they see as un-American, illegal, and unconstitutional actions. Here's a sample, Preckwinkle and Commissioners Bill Lowry and Bridget Degnan.
We must call out what these actions represent. They represent an intentionally cruel and coordinated effort to dismantle the progress we've made.
Project 2025 is the administration's game plan, and that plan is being executed.
The federal government has been taken over by somebody who wants to be a king.
They say they'll continue to work to be sure the county is diverse, equitable, inclusive, and welcoming. As for the Justice Department lawsuit alleging the county is interfering with immigration officials, Breckwinkle said she will fight back and pursue every legal opportunity to defend the county's values. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.